Eno Saris joins us of The Athletic. Eno, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, we're glad to have you on. I've been pumping you up all week. You wrote a couple of very good articles that really sort of got my attention, so I thought it would be nice to have you on and talk to the audience about it. First of all, you did something yesterday about trying to predict which teams would do well this weekend and which teams wouldn't, and I think you could extend it probably out to the playoffs as well. And it was based on strikeout percentage and walk percentage. Explain that to everybody.
I think I just was looking for one simple thing that could be predictive. And I know that on a player level, when you're looking at pitchers, for example, one of the most important one number you can look at, other than maybe velocity, is strikeouts minus walks. And it's just a good way to think of the game, really. I mean, the game really comes down to what happens at the plate. And if you can limit the walks and increase the strikeouts, you're going to be a good pitcher. So I just looked at it through that lens. And the interesting thing is that it keeps showing the Dodgers as being very good. And they've just had a terrible year when it comes to clutch and to you know, other things that they haven't been able to put together. But they've been good by strikeouts minus walks.
You know, Saris, with us, the other piece you wrote this week was kind of a look into what the Giants may do as far as this front office position goes. The new general manager or baseball operations guy, Larry Bear, says he wants to go with somebody with a statistics background, maybe somebody involved in the analytics side of the thing. Jason McLeod's a name that's come up. Dan Kantrowitz over with the A's. Can you tell us what kind of guys we should be looking for? These names just aren't mainstream names usually.
Yeah, I think one of the problems is that even if Brian Sabian's going to be just an advisor, he's still going to have the rule. He's still going to have the title of being, I think it's vice president, maybe senior vice president of baseball operations. And often one of the ways that you do get someone to come over who's already a general manager is to give them that title. To be like, we're going to make you vice president of baseball operations. And so there are a bunch of names on the top level that would be super interesting. Chaim Bloom in Tampa Bay is already vice president of baseball operations over there, but maybe he'd be interested in having the resources of the Giants at his disposal. Over in Tampa Bay, they've been very analytic forward, and they've been doing a lot of interesting things there that he could maybe bring to the Giants. And then there's other guys that you might have heard of from before, like Ben Charrington, who helped build the Red Sox back in the day.
Yep.
And Mark Shapiro, who helped build the current Cleveland Indians. So those are the top-level executives that you might want to bring in as a vice president of baseball operations. But if Sabian already has that title, you know, I got together a group of lower guys, assistant GMs, that you could bring on as a GM. And, you know, those are very interesting names, too. But you're going to be giving something away because they won't have already either been in front of the media or, you know, handle a whole team like Chaim Bloom has.
When they say, like, the analytics side of things, and you've had your finger on the pulse of this all season long, kind of giving us a look at, you know, spin rates and fly ball rates and important stuff, I mean, really just what you're talking about with what makes a good pitcher and how to quantify which team might be good in the postseason, what type of analytics are teams looking at like this? Like, what is something that one of these general managers will be tasked with focusing on? What type of things will we see an overhaul in the roster construction of these teams?
Well, you know, I think one thing that's interesting is, you know, every team has been looking at exit velocity. Every team knows the importance of pitch velocity. But there are things about sort of spin efficiency, which is making the most out of your existing spin rate. There are ways to take pitchers that have current pitches that could be made better through the use of technology and through the use of our statistics. So, you know, maybe somebody could come in and improve, you know, Derek Rodriguez's slider just by saying, you know, in the past, if you change this grip to this grip, you'd make more out of your spin or you make less out of your spin, so on. So there are definitely player development things that they could come in and do right away where they say, you know, your launch angle should be a little bit higher, yours should be a little lower, let's do this, let's do this. There's ways to develop our players better. And I think we've shown in San Francisco that we've had a hard time developing position players for a little bit. And then the other thing that they can do is improve, and it's not a statistics thing, they really need to improve their scouting or just their process in Latin America.
They
have not produced the same sort of talent that other teams have. And that's why I put a guy like Eddie Romero on the list, who helped build the Red Sox international farm system and did a great job over there.
Eno Saris with us of The Athletic, and you could tell he's on this subject really well. You know, the Red Sox have Dombrowski, you have Mark Shapiro. You think the Giants will bring in someone like that and then the someone off your list to be the general manager, even though it probably would be sort of a horizontal move as opposed to vertical for some of these people? Could that break down like that? Because this is the San Francisco Giants, and they have that such a traditional approach, kind of like the Yankees in a way. How do you think the top man will be chosen?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I do sort of circle around a guy like Chaim Bloom in Tampa Bay, because, it would be entitled maybe a lateral move, but in terms of resources, I do think that the Giants' job is considered around the league as a kind of jewel job. I mean, it is like being GM of the Yankees or the Dodgers. And so, you know, I think you'll be looking at trying to take somebody from a smaller market team. There's Chernoff in Cleveland. You know, you could say you've been doing a great job in Cleveland with $100 million payrolls. Let's see what you do with $200 million. And there could be a few executives you could pull away just by sort of showing the resources of the Giants and saying time for you to, you know, join the top the big markets.
Saris, a couple more minutes with you here. Now that we're at the end of the season and we came into the season analyzing guys like Chris Stratton and the success they'd had at the end of last year, is there a player that stands out to you that's maybe not a guy who had a great season, but you've seen potential in these numbers or statistics growth in a guy like Chris Stratton from last year?
It's been a tough year. I was just looking around. I mean, Derek Rodriguez, I think, has proven himself to be. He's not really struggling. But he's proven himself to be a part of this team going forward. I think Reyes Moronta has proven that he's got the stuff to be a good reliever going forward. But in terms of the other players, we may have some people that can be part of the depth going forward. But I'm not sure that I saw a star emerge this year.
That's why they're tearing it down.
You know, it made me think of Andrew Friedman. Coming to the Dodgers, and that was kind of, you know, from Tampa Bay. Maybe Chaim Bloom fits into that mold.
Yeah, I think if there's an executive, and maybe Mike Chernoff in Cleveland, those two have built great farm systems and development systems, and they're used to listening to, you know, they have great analytics guys, the Giants. Maybe it's just a question of listening to them. So, bringing somebody in like those two, Chernoff or Bloom, they would kind of bring a little bit of a small market mentality, which is just make the most of every resource you've got, but also listen to analytics, build the farm system, the kind of stuff that the Giants need.
You know, Larry Bear made a point of saying he or she. Is there a female on the list that may qualify, in your opinion?
Yeah, there's two. Gene Afterman is an assistant GM over in New York. And she's done a great job over there. And then Kim Ng, I don't even know exactly how to say her last name.
Ng, okay.
She's in actually in the Major League Baseball front office. She's beaten Boris in a one-on-one arbitration battle. So she's got a little bit of lore behind her. She's now working in expanding markets for baseball into Brazil, China. She could do a good job of sort of uncovering a new market for the Giants to get some talent out of.
Eno Saris with us from The Athletic. I want to jump back to that strikeout percentage and walk percentage. Looking at the playoff teams, which one maybe is the most attractive using that analytic, if you can look down your list?
I think that who is number one? I think the Indians were near the top. They've got a great pitching staff, top to bottom, and some of their bullpen issues might be solved by putting a starter or two in the bullpen. So You know, I'd hate to have to face their pitching this postseason.
All right, one last thought for you, and we appreciate the time. And again, for everyone, Eno writes for The Athletic. Absolutely check out the stories this week. Very, very informative, very helpful in figuring out the Giants' next move. I ask this of everyone today, a surprise in the playoffs that maybe we don't see coming, that you see coming. What would that be?
Oh, I'd hate to face the Brewers in this wild card game. You know, they have a great lineup right now, and they have a bullpen that you need to do well in October. And their pitchers all throw 87. Their starting pitchers all throw like 87, 88. But they have great command. So if you can just get three or four innings out of your starting pitcher, then they can come out with a parade of power arms. With Josh Hader and Corey Kniebel, so they've got a great bullpen. They're ready to go, and they could surprise them.
All right, that would be a run. Believe me, a run through the playoffs if the Brewers could do it. That'd be a surprise.
They got the offense. It'd be a dangerous team to face.
I said this for me a couple of things. One, I said I thought the Red Sox, because teams that traditionally have so many wins for some reason don't translate into winners in the playoffs. But we'll see. But the other thing I said is, in a World Series game, we're going to have a reliever as a starting pitcher. How about that?
that's probably going to happen, yep.
Can you believe that we've reached the point of life where a reliever, a ninth-inning guy, is going to start a World Series game? How about that?
We'll still have some great aces. We'll still have some great starting pitcher performances. But, yeah, and if the Red Sox go anywhere, it'll have to be all their starting pitchers, because their bullpen has been a problem.
Well, interesting. You know, let me ask you, on your list, and I loved reading the list because it outlined the names that we're going to hear, that I'm sure the Giants are going to go through it. We talked about Chaim Bloom from Tampa Bay. You have a dark horse candidate in there who you say this is the guy I think the Giants might go after?
Sam Lindsay-Cohen has been the analytics guru for the Washington Nationals for the last 8 or so years. And he said when he started out, only 10 teams had analytic departments. So he's basically an OG and a sort of an original gangster of the analytics movement in baseball. He's also used to be a clubby for the Giants. So he has ties to the area. He always makes a point of when the Nationals come out, he comes out with the team. And he's got great experience with the players. So he's used to talking to players and breaking down the numbers so that they can use them.
Boy, it's going to be interesting, isn't it? This is going to be some winter, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Giants need this. This winter will finally be kind of the shakeup that they've had to have coming. I mean, every dynasty has its end, and I think that they have to kind of reboot and start over a little bit here.
Very good. Eno, great job. I appreciate coming on this year many times, and we thank you for doing that.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Eno Saris, have a good day. Eno from The Athletic. A pleasure having him on.